experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. We're having a discussion this morning about the issue of bully breeds, and we have with us in the studio Jamie Lampman, the director of Ingham County Animal Control, and Jennifer Petrie, the founder of Stiggy's Dogs. And joining us for the conversation is Mike Morgan, the owner of Mid-Michigan Kennels, along with Rick, of course. So continuing with our conversation, Mike, I guess I would like to bring you into the conversation and get your impression. What is your thought about the perception of some dogs being labeled as bully breeds? And when it comes to training, what has been your observation of those particular breeds?
Good morning, Lee. I think that it's unfortunate that there are certain breeds of dogs that have been labeled with such a harsh title. Typically, what I find is that it's the other end of the leash that's created that problem. I mean, we train all breeds out of Mid-Michigan Kennels, and I've seen some wonderful pit bulls come through. They're just well-socialized, treated well, and they're just wonderful dogs.
Well, then I guess the question would be, when some of these dogs do get trained improperly, and Jamie has alluded to some of the dogfighting that's gone on, what is it that can be done to retrain these animals? Is that possible, or is it just really outside of it? And how do you measure that? I mean, is the fact that if it bites someone or it has that prey drive, does that make the difference? I mean, help us understand from your perspective.
Well, I think that once a dog has been conditioned and taught to be dog aggressive, I mean, because there's a difference in my mind between a dog that's dog aggressive and a dog that's people aggressive. And once a dog has been conditioned or taught either through fear or through harsh treatment that it's got to be dog aggressive, I think you're hard-pressed to turn that around at a certain stage in a dog's life. It's just that's conditioned into the dog to be dog aggressive. As far as the people aggression goes, it kind of runs along the same lines, but there's a little bit more can be done with that, with reconditioning the dog to accept people with good, kind treatment.
Well, and Jamie, if I'm not mistaken, I heard you in an interview last week, and you talked about that, how a lot of times a dog can be very good with people, mm-hmm. but they're trained to attack other animals, and that's one of the problems that you sometimes run into, correct?
Yes. The dogs, you know, the pit bulls that we're getting in are excellent with humans. I mean, absolutely loving, affectionate. They would do anything for you. But, boy, you walk a dog by them, and they will do anything to get to that dog and take it out. Absolutely. And these are the more aggressive dogs that we are taking out of the dog fighting areas, not your general pit bull.
And so would that immediately define kind of a lost cause, or what would you do from there?
Well, in our situation, in our kennel, to rehome that animal would be dangerous because we do not have the resources to help that dog to get over that, and I don't know that it could.
Or to monitor it.
I mean, just it's just too dangerous to put back into a community. It wants to kill anything that's small, dog, cat, any kind of small scurrying animal, squirrel, and it would drag the person on that leash right across that road to get to it. That's the concern. It's not going to hurt the people, but it's definitely going to annihilate anything in the immediate area.
Wow.
But I think it's important to say, too, that is, you know, that's a prey drive, and there are a lot of breeds, and it's not a breed-specific prey drive.
So you're saying, then, that pit bulls may get the bad rap when it comes to that, but that's a natural instinct that a lot of animals have, and it's not all bad. I mean, some of these animals are breeded to assist you in hunting and what have you. So it's really just a matter of acknowledging that the animal has to be put in the setting for which it is bred, not being put in these artificial settings where these instincts can cause real harm.
Well, and remember, you got months and months, if not years, of reinforcing that behavior. And that's the critical problem, is that it's been encouraged and encouraged and encouraged by the person that's most loyal to, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's what made it an ideal dog. It's loyalty.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Well, we've had dogs come through the kennel that aren't of the breeds that we're speaking of today, golden retrievers and shih tzus and Yorkies and all different breeds. and they'll come through the door and they're really nice little dogs, and talking with the owner to get them ready to go through a training class. And then somebody else, another appointment will come in a little early ahead of their scheduled time with another dog. And I've seen just the little 5 and 6 pound dogs just go completely crazy with dog aggression. Yep. And I watch what the owner does. And it's not so much sometimes as reinforcing it as maybe the fighters, the people who are training the dogs to fight do. It's just not knowing how to handle it. Yeah. And they allow it to go unchecked. The dog thinks this is learned or okay behavior, so it gets worse.
Mike, my question is, now give us some points and some ideas on what we are doing wrong as a collective, you know, dog ownership, and what we could do right.
Well, the first thing is not to accept it. If you know, I've been in before, and we talk about leadership and being in charge of the dog, and it's not about being mean. Sometimes it's a little bit of tough love. But the bottom line is, if you just sit there and go, no, stop it, it's okay, you're basically just reinforcing the behavior. Might as well be saying, good dog. The dog needs to have a negative reinforcement, some kind of negative reinforcement that the dog understands. This is not acceptable behavior. I'm not allowed to act like this. This is not a decision I get to make.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess that would make me raise the question, though. I've heard some dog trainers say that we only train dog with positive associations. We don't use negative training. If that's the case, how do you control an animal like that if there's only the positive and not the negative?
Well, you know, there's a joke out there that goes, what do three dog trainers agree on? And the punchline is, what the fourth one does wrong. You know,
I think that's about right.
You know, there's so many different theories and variety of methods and things like that. And I'm not saying one's more correct than the other. But I believe that if a dog gives you positive behavior that you like, you give it positive reinforcement, the dog will want to repeat that behavior. If the dog gives you negative behavior, then you have to give negative reinforcement so the dog doesn't want to repeat the behavior.
Okay. Well, and I think sometimes like negative reinforcement is maybe not hitting the dog. It's ignoring the dog, you know, and taking it out of that situation, making it sit and then giving it a treat. That's a positive way of kind of, you know, getting it out of, you know, because you got to take the situation and the severity of what they're doing as far as how you need to correct it.
So, Mike, in your opinion, what is negative reinforcement? And how to use it?
It's never ever hitting or striking a dog. You know, from a young age, when we're toddlers, we do something naughty. You know, maybe we get taken by the arm and we get a little swat on the diaper and we're told, no, bad, don't do that again. And so from a young age as a human being, we associate being spanked or struck as discipline or negative reinforcement. And then we try to apply that to our dogs. When people's dogs come in and they act in the manner in which we're speaking of this morning, you know, I say, well, what have you done about this? When your dog does this, what do you do? Well, I've swatted him on the behind, or I've smacked him on the nose with a newspaper and told him no. Those are all very bad things. Do your dog does not associate being struck with discipline or negative reinforcement. You can, you know, obviously you can beat a dog into submission, and that's not what we want to do. And you can make things worse that way. You can take a dog that was just dog aggressive and you can make them people aggressive now because of that type of behavior. Simply taking the dog maybe by the scruff and telling him, no, bad dog, no. Because in a litter of puppies, when the puppies get out of line with mom, she will grab them by their scruff with her mouth and give them a little growl, and they stop what they're doing. And if you take most any dog and you take it by the scruff, and just like you'd pick up a cat, you know, you can pick up a cat by the scruff of its neck. If you just grab a dog there and hang on to it for a second, you'll watch that dog freeze up because instinctually it remembers, this is what mom did to me when I was naughty. So, but it's never hitting or kicking a dog. That's never. Just simply giving a dog a stern no, bad dog, and they stop what they're doing. And then when they stop what they're doing and they're not lunging at this other dog anymore, then you can go, good boy, good girl. And then you can hand them a cookie or something, you know, really positive. So they go, okay, when I lunge out or growl at other dogs, I get this stern, growly no from my boss. But when I sit calmly and I'm stable, I get a cookie and I get praised. Which behavior do I want to repeat next time?
Well, after this break, I'd like to ask all of you and go around the table and find out from you, what are these various organizations supposed to do in terms of categorizing certain dogs? Should they or should they not be categorizing certain dogs? And how do we prevent these misperceptions from creating a kennel full of pit bulls or whatever the breed du jour is going to be 5 and 10 years from now? And we're going to have that conversation right after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.